coming to you live from inside the globe, perched high atop the Bugle Planet building in sunny Gotham City. It's Hey Kids Comics with two guys who are always ready to seduce the innocent, your hosts, Andrew Farmer and the Jedi Cole Houston. And now it's time for Hey Kids Comics.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a special Hey Kids Comics, a time-honored tradition that we have here. We've been doing this how many years now, Cole?
Six? Oh, good night.
Seven officially.
5 or 6 or 7 or 8 years. And in fact, this year, for the first time ever, it's taking up an underutilized slot in the Hey Kids Comics, whatever you call when things are numbered, in that we have not done an annual. We've done two annuals in like 6 years.
They stopped so this is at some point.
Yeah, this is, we keep forgetting. So this is Hey Kids Comics Annual number 3, the Collection Assassin,
yes.
Comic book style.
Yes, and I we have been remiss for the past, God, I don't know, 8 years, that we haven't had this gentleman on the show, and I do call him a gentleman. He's a gentleman, he's a scholar, humanitarian.
American.
Maybe that's a bit too far, probably.
Futurist. Futurist, right? I think.
Michael
Fraley joins us tonight, and it has been a too long time coming for him to be on this show. I don't know why. It just smacked me in the face that, like, wait a second. Like, this is stupid. Well, I think it came about because you, Mike, had a similar passion and rage in your heart for these exclusives.
Every year.
So
4 or 5 times a year now. So
we basically loaded you into a clip and we put you in the weapon and we're gonna release you tonight. So maybe like us, you can use this as a cleansing ritual for the next year, so that you aren't filled with a seething hatred towards all exclusives for the next whole year until it's time for this to happen again. Hopefully.
That's right.
The collection purge, basically. So.
Cole had a great name for this. What was it, Cole?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, this is the Collection Assassin. This was actually, the Collection Assassin was the title of the second Rancor Pit, back when the Rancor Pit was just a half hour of me ranting about something for two whole episodes.
Yeah.
And I was talking about probably either Comic-Con and or the Celebration exclusives, and probably just exclusivity in general, because it is exclusivity that year in and year out, if you follow any kind of forums or any kind of collecting groups, I'm out. I'm done. Thank you, Hasbro, Sideshow, Mattel, fill in the blank, for ruining everything, because people just finally have enough. When it comes to collectibles that are exclusive to something they can't get. Even on the store exclusive front with Star Wars, for 2 or 3 years in a row, there were Kmart exclusives. And I don't know, in the major metropolitan area where I live, if you went to the Kmart website back when there were still Kmarts and plugged in your zip code, there was not a Kmart within 100 miles, which was the outside limit.
It's the reason that Cole and I are friends, because I live in Ohio, and we still had Kmarts. Actually, I think we still have a Kmart that I can get to. But that's the reason Cole...
Yeah, thankfully they stopped having exclusives. Like, you don't get to have exclusives if you don't have a place to sell them.
So mad.
Well, you could even have that with Target, though. I mean, they just have – they're so horrible with their exclusives.
Yes,
they'll get one per truck in, and those guys know what they're getting, and they're holding it in the back and selling it to their friends or doing whatever. So it's just the whole thing with it is why do it? You're going to sell just as many. I guess that's later to the thing, though.
Well, the other thing is you wind up with in the Dallas-Fort Worth area – we have 6 or 7 aftermarket retailers for toys and collectibles, two of which are Star Wars-centric. And the last couple of months, I've seen a lot of complaints about one particular of these aftermarket retailers going out and buying up every single...
Sniping, yeah.
Yeah, every single unit. Like, literally at checkout with a case or two of their exclusive so that no one in the area can get them.
So, Mike...
Because they've got the time to go out and buy them all up while we're all at work.
Michael, you have just recently, if I'm not mistaken, moved to a little bit of a smaller town. Is that correct?
Well, we moved from the small town to the bigger town. But okay. It's still Abilene, where we have one of everything. We have a Target.
Yeah.
We have the mall. So
Abilene's kind of like Huntsville when I was going to Sam Houston, where it's a college town, but you wouldn't know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's even then they're starting to get a little bit. Those college kids are starting to finally embrace their geekness, and they're spending more. It's harder to find things than it used to be here.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to ask. Are you having any more luck in that middle ground between, you know, small town? Because I've done it too. I've been small town where it's impossible because they just don't get the stock. They aren't allocated, and then the big where you don't stand a chance unless you're there when the doors open or when you know somebody that works stock and can tell you when it's hitting the floor. You know, I kind of had my best luck in that middle ground. You know,
it just been that way. I mean, like when Sharon would go, she worked at three different Walmarts, and we would have our best luck in Eastland, which is just it's barely a super center, and it's, you know, a little bitty town. It's right there off I-20, but we found a lot of stuff there that we didn't find in a couple of other stores. And Abilene would be the one that we would come to. That was our closest, you know, bigger market. Because you guys, Colin at Dallas is about two and a half hours away. So Abilene's a little bit bigger, and there's two Walmarts there. So you'd find a few of the things there. But, yeah, Brownwood, which is a smaller town, and Eastland, we'd have our best luck sometimes in there because there was nobody going looking for the stuff. So if
exactly.
they got it,
sometimes
especially
the
Walmart stuff,
best.
Yeah.
You just got to find the right mix because, again, you know, it's allocation. Like, the smaller ones might get one case, you know, and then – because they're going to allocate that stuff out. So you've got to find the right mix, the right place, and the right toy department with the right toy department manager that's willing to say, I need another case of this because I know it sells here. Hopefully they get it. Hopefully you can take advantage of that.
Right.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to talking about what we came here to bitch about, or get to bitching about what we came here to talk about, whichever you prefer.
So I've been wrapped up in my phone, and I want to say this up top. You know, we do this every year. We say this every year, but it doesn't change. The offerings this year are insane. Like, the actual retail offerings that we're going to see in the store, whether it be, you know, Marvel Legends, whether it be Star Wars Black Series, whether it be statuary, whether it be high-end collectibles, you know, it's going to be a great year for it. It's going to break bank accounts. There's so much crap.
Oh, dear Lord, yes. I mean, there's already stuff that was announced last year, early this year,
but
that hasn't even hit the stores yet, and now we've been deluged with the next 7 to 9 months worth of stuff.
So,
but
the
real issue, the real elephant in the room, the real collection assassin is the Comic-Con exclusivity, which oftentimes is even worse because that's a finite period.
Right.
There's only one Comic-Con. Yeah. And if you ain't there, you ain't getting anything.
If you don't have the $5,000 for the 4 days that it takes to go to San Diego Comic-Con, you're stuck in either Ohio or Texas looking at the internet and going, I hate everyone because I'm never going to have this. Or if I do get it, I'm going to spend 4 times market value to get my hands on it.
Exactly.
Well, plus, if you get the right lotto ticket to actually get in the line to buy the item.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
Just because you're there doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get what you went there to get anyway.
Right.
Yeah, like a decade ago, we ran into that at Wizard World Texas the first year. Back when HeroClix were a big thing, and Catherine and I were running a piece of the Action Collectibles, and I really wanted to get my hands on a HeroClix Galactus, which was a convention exclusive, a Wizard World exclusive. And we, as dealers, we weren't allowed to even be considered. So one of our regulars offered to go and get us go buy one for us if they could. And it turned out you had to each day get a raffle ticket for the right to spend your $50 mm-hmm. on this monster. You could not just go and hand your $50 over. No, you had to have the right to win, to get it. And on the second day, he was able to get us one. My main idea was just to put it in the store at an outrageous price. It'd be a nice little showpiece. It didn't last the weekend, but
jeez.
But and again, that was sort of a testament to how rare that became. And granted, we were part of the problem at that point.
So let's just start the round robin that we do every year. But let's start with Mr. Michael. What are you? I don't want to say most furious about, but what are you not? What's really sticking in your craw this year that you're not going to be able to get, or if you do, it's not going to be as simple as clicking add to cart or going into a store and buying, which I think is, you know, we love the hunt, but sometimes it's a snipe hunt and it just doesn't exist. So, like, what's right. got you?
Well, the thing this year was the Black Series Han on the Minot hunt, which I don't think that's what it was actually called. It was the Escape from the Exegoroth or something like that.
Yeah.
But it was known as that one's out there. But it, you know what? I actually kind of looked out this year as far as some of the other stuff. I mean, the biggest thing was, I think, what, 2 years ago when they did a Qui-Gon. And it was a Qui-Gon Funko, and it was actual Qui-Gon. And that's the only place it was and that was it. It was, like, available in 2,000 units. And that was it. You weren't going to get it anywhere else except for there, unless you wanted to spend $300 to $400 on a $15 toy that they spent $15 on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those things that drive me nuts. And it's not even, you know, if I have it and someone wants $300 for it, then I'm going to sell it to them. But it's if you're going to do the first iteration of a character, don't make it an exclusive that's only available to 2,000 people that happen to be lucky enough to get a ticket to go to something that they got a ticket to also.
Oh, exactly.
That's kind of where I get with it, is that don't make something that exclusive that everybody's going to want. And I don't know, I don't get where a company thinks, okay, hey, we're going to sell all 2,000 of these for 15. Yeah, well, you're not making any money off of it. It's going to be me and the other guys who got it that make the money. It makes no sense on that kind of exclusivity to me. With the Minot hunt, I mean, there's a couple that are close to it that have already been out there, so it didn't kill me as much as it could have, but just still looking at it. And that, and then Dr. Aphra's droids, that pack was amazing for this year too. But same thing, those I may never see those guys outside of there unless they do a carded figure on them later. But it's so, you know, if it's the first time I see the character, don't make me have to fight to get it. Make me fight to get a variant.
That's a valid point.
Not the first thing there, yeah. Right there.
That's a really valid point.
If it's the droid with all of his guns and stuff out there, that's okay. But I should be able to get the droid at Walmart or at Target. In its most basic form. Now, if it's like if it was Qui-Gon with a lightsaber through his stomach or something, that's different. That's a you know it's a variant. That's an iteration. It's something different. But don't make me not be able to get the original of the character because you're holding it hostage as an exclusive somewhere.
That's a good point. That's actually really, really valid. You know, if it's the first time you're putting that out, how's about you don't make it exclusive to 500 pieces. You know, how's about you release it and then release the variant there? You know, that's where I'm at with that. Cole, where are you at, man?
Well, I agree. And the thing about it is, in recent years, some companies have begun to get it. They realize they're pissing off their clientele. And the longevity of a given line comes from the ability of its collectors, its purchasers, to be able to collect and purchase. You know, basically when you shut out part of your clientele, then you ultimately lose your clientele over time. And these exclusives do that. And some companies like Hasbro have begun to offer their exclusives online. But it's so hit and miss. For example, one of the ones from Mattel that I really, really wanted, that Mattel made available to the general unwashed public online on their website, but for day after day after day, you couldn't order it. And then when I finally thought about it again, oh, guess what? We already sold out, probably within 2 minutes. And that was the Hot Wheels Thanos helicopter.
Damn it, yes. Yes. Full agreement on that. Full agreement.
The funny thing is, I wouldn't have been as excited about, like, why a Thanos helicopter? I'm sure a lot of people are like, why a Thanos helicopter? But Catherine and I went and saw Infinity War at the Alamo Draft House, which, if for those of you listening in parts of the country who don't have an Alamo Draft House, my apologies, you're missing out on the best movie experience in the world, because they produce themselves a reel, a pre-show reel, mm-hmm. for every one of their movies, regardless of if it's a fanboy favorite or whatever. I mean, years ago, back before we had them up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Kath and I drove to Austin to go see Argo. And their pre-show reel was actual footage of the Iran hostage crisis, like Walter Cronkite reporting on the news and different things like that. And it put you in that time period before you saw the movie. It was amazing. But before Infinity War, they actually had this thing all about the history of Thanos in comics. And one of the things was he even had his own helicopter. And here's Thanos driving around in one of those bubble cockpit helicopters with Thanos on the tail. Mm-hmm. His name is emblazoned on the tail of the thing. And Mattel made a Hot Wheels Thanos helicopter with Thanos behind the at the stick. And guess what? You're not getting it.
Nope. Not going to happen. Forget it.
Because by the time I thought about it again, it was already sold out. And I'll be damned. I'm going to go Christopher Walken. I'll be damned if I'm going to pay $50 for a $15 helicopter.
Right.
So, that's one of the things that if you're going to make these exclusives available online, make them available online, not available for 9 seconds.
Right.
Or drop the limits. I mean, to where one person can only get one at a time.
Yeah.
Which I know Walgreens has gotten better about that. I think they have a 2 limit now. But
okay.
I know, therefore, Amazon, okay. a couple of years ago, they have a limit now. But some of them had no. So one person went in there would go, buy out all 200 of them,
yeah.
that you would pop in and go and get. And so then, something sells out in 30 seconds, it only got bought by about 100 people.
Oh, exactly.
And the amount they had. So.
And with the rise of the aftermarket retailer, which is something that didn't exist 10 years ago to the volume that it does today, and then, of course, you have your online aftermarket retailers who have some serious bank behind them.
Well, even your Facebook groups now.
Yeah, and you've got these people who are just, they're going in, retailers buying out half the production run or hiring people to do nothing but stand in lines and buy this stuff. And then most of it winds up, at exorbitant prices. And at that point, it ultimately comes down to my own personal advice to people has always been when it comes to anything you're looking for, with very few exceptions, every single piece that's been hard to find that I have ever had my eye on, I eventually found at a price I was willing to pay, oftentimes a price that was below what I was willing to pay in the aftermarket. And I'm Jedi Cole, so naturally I have to quote Master Yoda, patience, patience. But I think two exceptions, I found things that people wanted the sky for even as low as below retail that were exclusives or just super hard to find things. And
yeah, and a lot of times they'll make a second or third wave that no one knows about, and then it creeps back in there.
Or like right now, the 2018 SDCC exclusives are hot commodities. And, within seconds of the gates opening, people were pre-selling this crap.
Oh, they were pre-selling before they got there.
Yeah, even before they set foot in the place. And it's much like when Catherine and I years ago went to Star Wars Celebration. You go on eBay, and the stuff that they just put out in front of people the night before was already, you could tell the picture was taken from the hotel room or right there on the showroom floor. The sales begin before and during. And, right now the 2018 exclusives are the hot thing. Go look for your 2015 exclusives.
Right. Right.
You're going to find them at much better prices than 3 years ago.
So I want to talk about one because I've got one up in front of me here that is a true exclusive. Okay. One of the cool things, now I know we bitch about exclusives a lot, right? I could start in with the Marvel Legends six pack Defenders, Marvel Knights, you know, that they're offering for as an exclusive that, you know, we have yet to get ourselves a decent Colleen Wing figure, so here you go, but you can't get it, fanboy. You know, I could start with that, but I want to start on a positive note. So there's this company called DKE, and they do art. Their vinyl art. I'm going to link this up so that Cole can see it. I know, unfortunately, Michael can't. So they offer original painting, original art, backed with action figures. And this falls into the category of I had no idea I wanted it until it was in front of me, and now I absolutely want it because they have a series of action figures, and it's very, very art action. You know, it's very avant-garde art, but they have a Stormtrooper with Andy Warhol's head. They have a Boba Fett holiday special, except it's a Boba Fett helmet on a guy with like shorts and a t-shirt on the beach. They have, yeah, dude, this is great. This stuff is great. They have a Weekend Dad Trooper, which is a Stormtrooper.
Oh,
and then a dad
damn them.
T-shirt. Yes. And Cole, now you know why I said, damn it, Cole, I'm going to wait for the show, because they have a Hammerhead.
Is that,
they have a Hammerhead.
Is that Jason Chalker art? Yes, it is. Damn you.
Right. Right.
Yeah. In fact, Jason Chalker of Manly Art has been producing some limited edition stuff like this before, and I recognized his style immediately with that Hammerhead.
Yeah.
$150. Good crap.
The holidays.
There comes a point where your focus collection has to let some things go.
But this is one of those. This is one of those one. You know, because they're like the holiday special is a $60 collectible,
yeah.
And it is Boba Fett with, you know, in beach garb, but it's hand cast and painted, so there's no two alike. There's only 50 of them. You're never gonna get another one. It's one of those weird things that you see, you know, that you're like, damn, I really wish I would have bought that because there's no one else is gonna ever have this. But you're going to pay for it. You know, you're going to pay for it. But I wanted to start there. This is an actual true exclusive. It is art.
See, I don't mind that because that is
right.
That's what it's for. In my mind, that's what an exclusive should be. Is you were here. Here's this amazing something that should be exclusive because it's not necessarily a mass market collectible. We have a few of those things too. I have some, you know, the comic book covers that like Eddie and Bobby have done. I've got the little pothead guys that we've got that I'm not going to get anywhere else. They're completely different, and I can accept that as an exclusive. So something like that, yes, that they were made to go there.
Right.
It's different, but that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, but these aren't from the actual manufacturer, which is just a huge kick in the nuts from Hasbro, from Mattel, from everybody. Mm-hmm. They're like, I got you in the balls, fanboy. But I love the fact that this DKE Toys is culling from a lot of these different artists. From the one that the Hammerhead one that I just love is from Manly Art, who's here in Texas. Apparently, is one from Janky Toys.
Yes,
this picture of this screaming child holding a carded 21B with the Turkish Uze logo.
Yes.
And it has the surround, like in the vintage style packaging, a kind of hospital green 21B figure. And it says, a medical droid? You ruined my birthday! Has the logo. And then in the little character title box, worst gift ever. And it's just, that's so layered with fun. Is it worth $45? Damned close.
So I wanted to start with one that was a true exclusive that represents but I'm also pissed off because I'm never going to get any of those. You know, I'm never going to have the Toys R Us Jeffrey the Giraffe holding a cardboard sign.
I was just looking at that.
I'm never going to have it in my collection, and that kind of pisses me off because it's really, really friggin' cool. All right, that's all. Okay, so does anybody have another one they want to talk about?
Oh gosh, what was
There are so
some of
many.
the other ones? Yeah, there's far too many to talk about. For example, in the girls' toy line, the Forces of Destiny, as that line's failing, which was almost instantly, because they keep thinking that young female Star Wars fans need Barbie dolls. Young female Star Wars fans are fans of Star Wars, not, you know, the love child of George Lucas and what's her name who created Barbie. But they took the already limited release Chewbacca as that line was floundering at retail, repackaged it with some damn porgs, and now it's porklings, and said, "Oh, guess what, fanboy? You're not going to get it." And I
That
should
Chewbacca looks horrible, though. That is the scariest
have
looking Chewbacca I have ever seen in my life.
It's so
About the
furry.
only.
It's so, like, too much. It's too much. The
It's a
only good thing to come out of.
giant Yeti, is what it is.
Well, you know, the best thing to come out of that line, even though that, you know, everything was kind of girled up and everything, but you can't girl this character up and with any significant change because it looks the same either way, is the wicket that came with Princess Leia. I finally found one on clearance for $9 because I'm willing to pay $9 for the wicket and hopefully sell the Princess Leia for $9
Yeah, I
because
think that's where we got ours, between 5 and 9 for that one too.
the wicket was like, actually now that I think about it, I may have even paid less than that. It was like Mark 9 rang up at 5, but the wicket looks very good. It's just bordering on cartoony, but looks almost as good as if it was realistic, and it's frocked fur. So there's just this wonderful value added. But yeah, basically they took that, and then now they're giving you the only walklings or the only porglings you'll ever see and never own.
I'm really surprised you guys didn't bring up immediately, knowing both of you and myself for that matter, the gentle giant Jumbo Boba Fett.
Oh, good Lord, yeah. The
Yeah,
Return of
but
the
it.
Jedi packaging. Yeah,
Yeah, but I've already missed out on some of those anyway, so I've kind of forgot that it exists. There's two Hans out there that I don't have, and I've seen them for like $80 a piece, and I've seen them for cheaper, and I'm like, oh, I need to grab it, and then I'll squirrel and see something else that I would rather. I get four of these for that same price, so I'll find that later. So yeah, the Boba Fett, I'm like, oh, I don't have the ones I really want, so.
Damn it. Damn it. I just
Well, the
saw
thing about it
this.
is,
Go
Gentle
ahead.
Giant has a long history.
God damn it.
Boba Fett on the jumbo scale on the card is constantly, it's like the perennial exclusive. It's constantly being repackaged on different cards as an
Right, yeah.
exclusive. And like, yeah, you're giving somebody a second chance, but you're not. And then yet again for hardcore mini bust collectors. And there are some people out there who've been doing it for the last 15 years or longer, however long they've had these mini busts. I own about a dozen or so, and about to own more.
I don't
But
actively collect them, and I have five. I don't know where they
yeah, I
came
know
from.
that. How did
I
that
just
happen?
they just show up in your house.
But the Macquarie Yoda.
Yes, God.
Oh yeah, he does look awesome. Yeah.
And apparently now they've got the that new god awful, what is it, Star Trek Discovery? I say god awful because it's taken something that used to be. It's like, is Warner now part owner of Star
You
Trek?
mean like Teen Titans? It's like Teen Titans now, right?
Yeah,
That's. God.
everything is so martial and so hateful, and there's very little joy. We watched about half the first season, and I finally had enough. There just wasn't, the fun was gone. And but
Yeah, I haven't seen any of it yet, so.
they've got what's his name from the incredible Doug Jones plays.
Well, at least he's
And,
getting work and credit.
yeah,
That's, I'll give him that.
but they got a mini bust, and apparently that's they decided, like Michael was complaining earlier, why do an exclusive of a principal? I mean,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Corey Yoda isn't going to have as much appeal as, say, I don't know, Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker in his black outfit. Oh, let's make that an exclusive mini bust too.
Right.
Sold
out. Wah, wah.
Here's one that for all three of us. And it comes from Hallmark. We've had discussions about Hallmark before.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's like Hallmark's exclusive back at Celebration 6 again. One of the best Christmas ornaments ever, but it was an exclusive.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan Ponda Baba, a.k.a. Walrus Man.
Yeah.
It was a three ornament set, and the third ornament was his arm.
That's fantastic. Well, here's awesome. A two ornament set that I'm real pissed off I'm not going to have. And that is, original, 4, 5, 6 series Lando and Lobot.
Oh,
wow. I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Damn it. Damn you. Damn you. God, that makes me so mad. Like, why would you do that? Why would you take, a breakout? You just announced that Billy Dee's probably coming back to die in the next Star Wars movie. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you put him out for Christmas this year? Like, you bunch of dicks.
Oh, damn you. Damn them. Is this an exclusive, too? I've got to find this and figure out if it's an exclusive, but there is a... Okay, now I got to figure out if this is exclusive or not. From the Filmation Star Trek animated series, there were two characters that were unique from that series because it was a cartoon and they could do anything they wanted. Apparently, there is a Hallmark ornament of Mirress and Lieutenant Eryx.
Really?
Who were the cat woman creature that I think Majel Barrett voiced, or Nichelle Nichols, one of the two. Oh, I think it was Majel Barrett because they didn't want to pony up from Nichelle Nichols to be on the show or something. I forget how it worked out. But Lieutenant Eryx, who was voiced by James Doohan, if I'm not mistaken. And it's with a grouping that includes the Lando and Lobot set. So I fear that this is yet another damned exclusive, and I would love to have them just for the figurines themselves.
There's also so speaking of, like, how does this, Michael, how does this hit you? Have you seen the little, now they have an amazing, all three of the Lego exclusives are very cool. The Ant-Man and Wasp
set. The cockpit one?
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah, I didn't, oh my God, yeah. That was probably the thing I saw that pissed me off the most. Like I said, the Han Minoc thing, I could survive. It's like, because there's a three-pack from back in, the 90s when they were doing the action scenes.
Yep. Yep.
Or whatever it was. There was a three-pack with him and Chewbacca and Leia, and they've got the mask. I'm like, all right, I've got something similar. But, yeah, that one pretty much pissed me off to no end. Just like, and there's – you can, those sets you don't find on the second market
You're
at all.
Because
there was one from Celebration this year that was Han and Luke and the trash compactor.
Right.
I saw it on eBay for about 10 times its value.
Yeah.
But that's it. I mean, you're not going to find it for a reasonable price ever, because they do limit the crap out of theirs, and it's there and it's gone.
Yeah, they've got – so that series, you've got a really cool, like, just a cockpit of the Millennium Falcon that's Han and Chewie minifigures.
Yeah.
You've got a DC Aquaman and his giant seahorse, which is really rad. And then you've got an Ant-Man and Wasp where the Ant-Man is writ large. You know, and then Wasp is a normal size, so it looks like Wasp is very small compared to the big Ant-Man. Really cool, really innovative, and you'll never see them in the aftermarket. Those are more of those literal exclusives that you're not going to get. Forget it.
And also, like, talking to the minifigures, there are carded minifigures that were put out for San Diego Comic-Con.
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just gave them out.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're carded. They're not just like in a little bag.
Yeah. What was that, Michael? You got a little chompy.
It was crazy that some of the stuff they get for free are the ones that end up selling for the most money later on.
Oh, sure.
Even the exclusive stuff. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. There's just so much. There's just so much. Super 7. Oh, shit, Cole. You know what we haven't talked about yet?
Well, speaking of Super 7, damn them. again with the the glittery green hammerhead, I can let go because I didn't really know about it anyway.
Yeah,
but and yes, the Star Trek animated characters were exclusive, and people are asking as much as $80 or $90 for the set.
I think, though, that's one that by next Christmas or Christmas after, they'll be a lot cheaper, like you were saying earlier, with the patience on it. So.
Absolutely. I just have to keep in my working brain to look for those again.
To look for it later.
I need to start keeping a database of the crap I want to look for later, because sometimes I'll be just sitting here thinking, oh, yeah, there's this thing, and I'll go look for it and see if it's anybody's offering it. But, yeah, Super 7, who make the reaction figure line.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Have they own the license to do figures of Alien.
Of anything, basically. It's just
But they, basically because they can't do Star Wars action figures, because that license is sewed up through other various sources, they...
Which
kind
is
of
what they're based off of. This is crazy.
Yeah. So what they did was have a little fun with the Star Wars by taking the basic Alien mold they already have, casting the body in a kind of soft blue,
cerulean,
and casting
blue, yeah,
the rest of it in brown, so that it invokes the imagery of the classic Kenner hammerhead.
And that's great.
And they put it on a card, of course, that mimics the old vintage Star Wars. And, of course, that one everybody's going to want the sky for.
It's only 15. And what amazes me about what they're doing is their stuff is like 15 bucks. Their exclusives you can pick up for 15 bucks. They're not charging $40 convention prices for their exclusives at the door. They're charging 15 bucks. They're, except for,
which is about what these things cost. I mean, they're normally
the
like about 10 bucks.
Yeah, there's
the
a $5 premium for an exclusive, which is an insane markdown from what you usually see, which means it'll be an insane mark up in the aftermarket. The thing I wanted to talk about with Super 7, though, was the Planet of the Apes Statue of Liberty action playset.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, like harken back to the days of, you know, the Star Wars 3¾ pre-release figures, or your cardboard backed Death Star, or I have a cardboard backed Batcave. You know, it's that style. It's so great, like it's so cool. And I don't even collect the Planet of the Apes 3¾, but I'll be honest. If I could go to a store and pick this up, I would probably start buying this.
It would sell. And the thing about it is that there's already a precedent for Super 7 doing this, because they did the same thing with Alien.
Yeah.
Is they did the egg chamber as a big cardboard backdrop.
Right, yeah.
A year or two ago.
They also did the bodega this year, which I think is pretty cool. So they had a pop-up store at San Diego called Bodega. And Bodega had exclusive, only Universal horror-themed stuff. That's all they had.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Wow.
So they had, like, weird, like, Dago, wow. I just
had. Entirely different collectible.
I just had Scorsese
did not realize.
In Goodfellas style, sorry, guys, Dayglo painted, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon and the Mummy and the Wolfman, where it's, like, bright greens and blues. More cool stuff from them. They always do cool stuff, though. Like, they're pretty rad. Give them the license to... give them the license to Star Wars. Give them the license to Marvel and DC, and let's see what they can do with it. Because I'm really curious.
Oh, God, the Star Wars will be insane, because they would end up looking exactly like what we were used to from the 70s and 80s anyway. Because
well,
that's
what
their style
see,
is, and it's just crazy.
I would love to see if they could do what Hasbro won't, and if Disney/Lucasfilm could write, you know, reconfigure their licenses and give Super 7 the opportunity to do reaction figures of every movie that came out after 1983. You know, pretty much Episode 1 through 3, Rogue One, Solo, Episode 7 and 8. And they
we'll give
would
them
give
the,
us...
That's cool.
The Ewok movies. Or, you know, those things that never had to set up. Yeah.
Give me that
and the holiday special.
Give me that Wilford Brimley. Sorry.
Give them the opportunity to do the vintage style, if the vintage style never changed for all these other movies.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool would it be to have, how would General Grievous been realized in the Vintage line? How would, you know, a very simplified minimum undercuts type of sculpt have worked with things like the Death Troopers or, you know, characters from Solo? Another thing I love that Super 7 does, except from the standpoint that it's usually exclusives, is they have taken the muscle.
Yes, yes.
Of those miniature universal whatever muscle stood for, lurking.
That little wrestling guy, yeah.
Yeah, and they have applied their various licenses that they hold. They've done He-Man muscle figures, and they did for Comic-Con Aliens. There's like one, it's a two-pack of the Alien Queen and the Ripley of the Power Loader.
Yeah.
And there's a whole slew of others. So it's like, you know, taking that whole muscle figure idea and superimposing it onto basically the this other, you know, these other properties.
Well, there's also the one I saw that was it looked like the Fisher-Price people, the little wooden guys. I know they did an Avengers set that looked like, I think it was exclusive, or a couple of them that were.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. They're not called Fisher-Price people, but that's what they look like. They're the little wooden cylinder guys.
Yes, I have seen that. And then somebody else had done Playmobil style.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Playmobil one. Yep.
I don't know if they're exclusive, but they were things like Doctor Who and other licenses. And they looked, but they were supersized from the original Playmobil.
Right.
And I think a few years ago, Super 7 also had the old vinyl-type carry cases that they used to have.
Oh, yeah.
They did one for Alien as well. And I noticed that, I don't know if they actually made this into a card, but there was like a Vintage Top style card that of that damned Hammerhead tribute Alien. And the Hammerhead tribute Alien, on top of everything else, comes with a damned coin.
Yeah, it does.
Like Power of the Force stuff did. So it's just one thing after another. I did find a seller on eBay with a decent price. I may jump on that. For I was having the devil finding the thing, but now I'm starting to come across some. So far, that one's not commanding exorbitant prices, but somebody had a really good deal, starting bid at $19.99 plus $5 shipping.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's not too bad.
But yeah, so Marvel Legends, you know, we'll talk about Marvel Legends till we're blue in the face, and once we get into the stuff that they talked about that's coming to retail, holy cow. One really interesting thing is we're going to start seeing a lot more GameStop, Walgreens exclusives because Toys R Us is no longer with us. So,
yeah.
For instance, there's a Magic exclusive coming to Magic, the character from the New Mutants. We talked about her actually last issue. She's coming to Walgreens as an X-Men exclusive, which I don't think I've seen a Walgreens X-Men exclusive yet in the Marvel Legends
line. I don't think we have,
They've been really focused on Fantastic Four. We've gotten some like Punisher and Daredevil type characters. But
I wonder if we'll see a switch over to X-Men for a while, because they will have completed the Fantastic Four plus Silver Surfer. On the other hand, kind of a nice springboard for characters we might not get otherwise, because as we discussed on one show, I really would love to see a Super Skrull as a Walgreens exclusive.
But the exclusive, they always do some insane, exorbitant Marvel Legends, like 6 or 5 pack every year. And this year they did the Defenders 5-pack. And like I said, we don't have a Colleen Wing yet at retail. We don't have an unmasked Daredevil at retail. We don't have an Iron Fist at retail. So harkening back to what Mr. Fraley was saying earlier, these are all first run characters. This is the first shot we're getting at these. And you're going to put them in a 6-pack that costs, what is it, $175, I believe? Is that? No, $130.
$130, yeah.
Which isn't a bad price for 6 figures or 5 figures, I'll give you that. But come on, you assholes. Like, and of course, we still get the Luke Cage, except he's in the red t-shirt, and we get the Jessica Jones with her kicky, what cute little boots.
Her cute little her sweet pockets.
Her sweet little pockets and her cute little boots. God, I'm never going to live it down. I'm a 40-year-old man. man. I'm a 40-year-old man, and I'm never going to live it down.
Sweet little pockets will live forever.
Sweet little pockets. Just a little picture of Andy that says sweet little pockets. But, yeah, so.
You know my sweet little pocket.
So you're going to give us
my
Danny,
sweet little prison wallet.
Damn it. Come on. Come on. Come on with your prison wallet. You're going to give us Danny Rand, you know, TV accurate, which by the way last year we were bitching we didn't have. If you remember right, Colleen Wing and
then you
and
finally
Danny
give
Rand.
It to now there is some hope in that there if you don't already have okay, let's say you're not going to get the Luke Cage from, and if I'm not mistaken, this is our first and only Luke Cage.
Yeah, it is. I should have mentioned that too. Yeah,
there is a Luke Cage and Claire 2-pack coming to retail.
Yes, there is.
And he's wearing the yellow, so it actually is a better thing. If they had given the yellow to the exclusive and the red to the other, I'd have been a little pissed off. But it does give me some hope that maybe we'll see, like, say, a Colleen Wing and Danny Rand set.
Well, I think we're going to, only because we're getting the second season of that show, and we really, the scary thing about what they showed us about Marvel Legends at San Diego for the releases, that only runs maybe 7 months of this year.
Yeah.
And then everything after that, we have no idea what's going to come.
Oh, I know. It's insane because they've revealed – they have different periods where they're doing reveals. And I don't know if this is true for Marvel Legends, but Hasbro in their Star Wars panel has pledged that they will be – they haven't announced all of their releases yet. They're going to be announcing releases at – I think at the end of this month, first of next month, there is a – what was it? Like off-the-card – convention or something like that, or out of the package convention, and it's a toy convention in Mexico City.
Really?
And they're going, Hasbro for the first time ever is taking the show on the road. They're going to field a team in Mexico. They're going to be at Fan Expo Canada, which struck me as kind of odd at first because Fan Expo started here in Texas, and then I realized, oh, it's owned by a Canadian company now. Of course they would have Fan Expo Canada. But they're going to reveal some of their Star Wars line at this show in Mexico. And at the, I think it's like Out of the Box or something like that. And at this show in Canada.
Right.
And so they're trying to recoup their solo movie since there's no movie coming out for another year. So.
Yeah.
So, okay, come on, we've only made $6 billion. We still need a couple more. So.
Well, you know, as we move along through the year, we're going to already see Episode 9 stuff 6 months before it comes out. Which, as a collector of both Star Wars and those damn Marvel Legends, I'm sad and happy simultaneously that the 3¾-inch line seems to have died on the vine.
I'm with you. I know exactly what you mean.
Because I have.
Well, they never even made a solo for the 3¾-inch. I mean, they never got started. And more. Well, they had Lando, but they never did make a. They made him in the Black Series, but never just the regular figure. He never came out.
They have a 2-pack that has the Donald Glover Lando, but he's also going to be part of the Vintage Collection.
Right. So they have the, yeah. Well, they made a 2-pack. Well, they made a – you could get Han as long as you bought the speeder.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a thing. You could get them, but you had to buy something else along with it, which, you know,
yeah,
I just
like
wanted Han on the little card. Yeah.
But, you know, owing to the exclusives – And we talk a lot about the toys and collectibles and the statues and what have you. There's a ton of stuff that we personally doesn't affect us. But you have to imagine there are people who, like, are trying to get an entire print run of a comic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the Comic-Con exclusive cover.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right,
you know,
yeah.
Granted, the price point's a little lower on these things. But the idea is the same. You're paying 3 to 10 times as much in the aftermarket. Because of the gouging that goes on.
Yeah.
And it's just for the cover, because the inside of it's all going to be exactly the same.
Oh, exactly.
But
there
was
Skybound, for example, who has the licensing rights for the comic version of The Walking Dead for a lot of different materials, has this, like, double gatefold cover that's effectively stapled over the cover of whatever issue of Walking Dead their exclusive was.
Right. Well, the Thrawn book that comes out this Tuesday had an exclusive cover there as well, with him and I forgot. I think it's maybe Vader instead of Anakin on the cover with him, and they're in darker outfits or something like that. So,
okay,
even
yeah,
you know, even books, yeah.
That's just yeah. It's become insanity as far as all that, and you know, and there's just every time you turn around, there's another exclusive.
Oh yeah, and I mean, there's you touched on something there. You know, we talk a lot about collectibles in terms of action figures and statuary, but when you start looking at the toys, when you or not the toys, the comics, you know, when you start looking, I don't even touch them because there are so many. It's impossible to keep up with the different covers and the different. You know, all of those different things that are coming out, the posters, the thing, and one we haven't even talked about, which is that Aquaman Between Two Dooms box set.
Oh, good night, yes.
Yeah, there's just so much out there that...
Yeah, Mattel had put out his... everybody was going Aquaman-centric, which I love because all of the exclusives were the classic Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Jason Momoa...
Jason Momoa.
Not the, you know, the overly blown tribal tattoo.
Who's
BS
on your lawn, and do you need to yell at them to get off of it? I don't know what's
Jason
happening
Mimosa
right now.
Jason Momoa's on my lawn. I know it's Jason Momoa, kid.
That damn Jason Momoa's all sexed up and making me feel things in my pants again. Aquaman should not make me feel things in my pants.
So, I understand that Aquaman is considered the gayest superhero out there, and they felt like they needed an egg dropper. I understand this.
An egg dropper. All right.
Just ask the ladies. They will tell you. It's like that hen when the crooner rooster comes into the barnyard. Blah, 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 boo. And, you know, all of a sudden.
I don't think just, they're hurting for egg droppers in the DC universe, buddy. I think they got that locked down.
They wanted to have Aquaman where there was no question as to, you know, that Mira was not a sham marriage.
She wasn't a bearded salmon?
I mean, the only beard there is the one on Jason Momoa's face.
God damn it. Shecky Green, everybody. He's working the
cash
bill. Hey, my wife, please.
He's so mad about...
Why did you just cost so much?
Momoa.
They're worth it. But Andy texted me earlier in the weekend and says I'm 100% behind Aquaman.
I absolutely am. 100%.
So I saw the trailer. I'm 100% behind it. So I watched the trailer and I am 75% behind.
God, you don't like joy. That's your problem. Is that you?
Joy. Proof of that is. The damn Shazam movie we were supposed to never get because it wasn't dark enough.
Yeah.
And we're getting it because Warner finally figured out that people want dark Batman. They don't want dark Superman. They don't want dark everybody. Except apparently F Batman.
Racist. What? Sorry, what?
To touch upon one of the most joyful and fun things in comics ever. The Noon Teen Titans. We now have to F Batman.
Well, I'm not talking about that. That's another 8-hour show that I could have. And we will.
We're going to do a show on it. But I have to say, I have softened. I had zero desire to see Aquaman until I saw that trailer. And when you give me not only guys writing a Leah Pleurodon, for God's sake.
Sure. That's
and. And most of us haven't seen Leah Pleurodon since Charlie the Unicorn. You know, when you get like giant prehistoric dinosaurs who happen to be aquatic, which helps if you're, you know, not like those guys from Jurassic World that all their asses all drowned. But basically, giant effing seahorses.
Yeah.
Doing God's work with giant effing seahorses.
Well, the scene in the aquarium where he's a kid was so cool. I was like, that's it, I'm in. I'm done. Like,
about the structural integrity of their aquarium, though.
Dude, that shark was mad as hell. That was a mad shark.
The bull shark is made of the same stuff your nose is made out of.
Don't talk about my nose. I'm sensitive.
But he was a superhero shark now because Aquaman called him.
That's right. Thank you.
So, like, you know,
super,
come on.
Super snout. The
you
shark.
Can't willingly suspend your disbelief on this? Like,
I mean, see, there's Ace the Super Hound, so why can't you have Flippy the Super Shark?
That's true. Flippy the Super Shark.
Flippy.
You're thinking of Bitey the Super Shark?
Well, this
is Flippy.
This is why they sent Michael's spec script back from DC when he was like, I can write Aquaman. First thing, and number one, Flippy the Super Shark. That's number one. Number two, Cole's not allowed to look at it because it makes him feel things in his pants. Number three,
I like shark. See what shark does to me. It's like Viagra.
Jeez. It's like a rhino horn. All right. Do we have any more? The only other thing I want to talk about personally is the way that they captured the seminal favorite. Speaking of the most manly of superheroes, in just the most testosterone laden, just ready to go form, and that's the Prince Adam laughing action figure.
Now, see, there is proof of joy.
That's joy, in
even
the world
amongst
right
the
there.
Amongst.
See, I'm gonna actually have to look this one up because I haven't seen that one.
So,
yet,
Michael, but have you seen the video of the whoever cut like maybe 10 years ago that was He-Man singing "What's no, Going On" by Four Non-Blondes?
Oh yeah, it's one of my favorite things ever.
Isn't it? That's the figure. That's the figure they made.
Ah.
Yeah, the Prince Adam singing with his mouth open, and he's got the sword in the air, and that's what they made. They made that.
I mean, that is right up there with Mattel's SDCC exclusive from years ago, the Skeletor and Molar, the attorney and dentist from
Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken.
Oh right, yeah, okay, yeah.
and it was just such a brilliant set. It was one of those things where you can't open it because out of context it loses a lot of the packaging sells the thing. But
right.
I do love the fact that they did this. If it wasn't for its enormous footprint, I would own the damn thing.
Right. No, I'm getting this He-Man. This He-Man will be in my collection. It will be
That is brilliant. And to go back to, I got off of my Jason Momoa thing, but the Aquaman set you're talking about.
There was a point to that story before.
Yeah,
they tried to pull him away. This is my job, is to get him to stop talking about Jason Momoa. He's like if old man Bruce Wayne from Dark Knight Returns was Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Let's just say that we got kicked out of Sunday brunch this morning because they brought the drinks around, and I thought they said Jason before the name of the drink, and I shattered the glass on the table and threatened the waiter.
You said, Mimosa.
But I do want to point out that what Mattel does brilliantly sometimes is take figures they've already got and package them, sometimes with a unique exclusive, in this case not, but they packaged Ocean Master, Black Manta, and Aquaman together.
Yes.
And reproduced a classic Aquaman cover. And years ago they did an exclusive that was the Charter JLA with this giant like rubber Starro.
Right, they did. That was cool. I remember that. Yeah, that was cool.
And I love when they take something like that the fans get, that it's an iconic image, and play around with that a little bit. But again, it's a damned exclusive, so therefore it also garners my hatred.
Right. Same thing with that Swamp Thing, with the Unmen that I don't have.
I was very fortunate that we had friends who were going to San Diego that year.
Yeah.
Because I'd missed out on the prior year, and in fact, several years worth, like the Plastic Man, which they would come out with these things in general release, but if you went to Comic-Con, you got exclusives, like a Plastic Man with a Plastic Man deco suitcase that was effectively supposed to be Plastic Man turning himself into a briefcase, rather, and inside were miniatures of, like, All-Star Comics or wherever he got his start.
Mm-hmm.
Plastic Man. And I think there may have been something else, like a Plastic Man kite or something like that, something else he turned himself into. And then there was the Wonder Twins.
Yeah, with Blep.
Which came with Gleep and...
Blorp and Jason Mimosa.
And it came with an eagle and a bucket of water that was concentric ripples in the center of which was Zan's face.
It was cool. It was cool.
Purple, translucent water. Because
what?
San Diego Comic-Con exclusives are the damned Jason Mimosa of collecting.
You okay, buddy? You good now?
I just brief aneurysm, but I'm okay.
Okay. All right. Well, let's wrap this up, Michael Fraley.
Mimosa is.
You are a prince and a minch. And a good all-around guy to deal with this.
Thank you for the first time ever. I don't know how often you listen to this show, but this is your first opportunity to hear me rant live in your own ear.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. Yep.
Not 1 o'clock in the morning in the hallways of the Crown Plaza.
completely different experience.
Yeah, it's really want to see a live rant, be sure and come to Olicon 2019.
Can't see how red he gets. That's the only difference. He gets real.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna have a website for that, but Reddit was already taken. So.
Oh god.
I'm just a Redditor.
I'll make a deal with you, Michael.
This is Redditor.
I'll make a deal with you this year at AllCon. You and I are gonna sit down and have Jason Mimosas. I'll pour them up.
Sounds good.
We'll have some. Honorary first time ever at Jedi Cole's the morning after Jason Mimosas.
Where you can put something.
Jason Mimosa.
Something where it's just like some green and some orange in there to give it kind of an Aquaman feel. And
hey, he's
Hawaiian, so we're going to have some like coconut or pineapple or something in it to make up for that
We'll figure out
what it is, yeah.
You're going to be hosting a show while Michael and I are in the back getting drunk on Jason Mimosas. I don't know what you're
doing. In honor of Aquaman, you pour a little of the water out of the tuna.
No, you don't. That's gross.
Yeah, no.
That's gross. You don't need that. That's going too far
We'll use a piece of kelp as a cup holder or a coaster. That'll sell it enough.
All right, Cole, where can people find us? Damn it.
You can find us on my website, jasonmimosa.com.
Oh, I should try. Hold on. You keep talking. I'm going to look and see if it's out there. Okay.
Damn it. It's like Bill Finger Bang.
It's like Bill Finger Bang all over again.
So, yes, we're at jellycole.com. You can write to me at jcumail@yahoo.com, and I swear to God, one of these days I'm going to get the something set up that has less mail in it, so if you're actually emailing me, I can find it. We are on the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, and other such socialized media as, at HKCShow?
It is HKC. It's HK Comics Show. I'm trying to figure out whether Jason Mimosa exists or not. It's HK Comics Show at HK Comics Show across the board. All of them, they all have it. GoDaddy.com. You keep going. I'm still working over here.
Watch this. AllCon 2019. Jason Mimosa is going to be a guest.
God,
with my luck.
Great. That would be so,
and so
good.
I was gonna say, Jason, you might want to talk to this guy because he's the biggest Jason Mimosa hater out there.
He'd win you over by the end. All he has to do is look at you, and you'd be done.
He'll just flash those, whatever color contacts he's wearing for whatever character.
That's right. That's right.
Well, he'll be the crow by then, so it'll be.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I hope not. All right, so buy, collect, enjoy your exclusive collectibles.
If you're a lucky bastard and have them. I'm going to put the call out right now. If you happen to have gone to San Diego Comic-Con and you picked up, you got some buyer's remorse about having bought the Minoc Exegorth Escape or the Thanos Helicopter, and you just want to get your money back for them, plus shipping.
Oh, yeah.
Any one of the three of us, you can reach out to us, and we would be probably interested in one or more.
I'll even throw an extra dollar in for you.
Well,
look at that.
Well,
I'll throw $1.
Are you guys are bidding on something that doesn't exist? You realize that, right? You guys are. Nobody's gonna do this. Nobody's gonna make this happen for you. You guys are just. And you're pushing something that isn't there. It's kind of sad.
There's a social campaign to help one of the Jenner kids become the youngest billionaire ever. So it's possible. It could happen.
That's valid. You make a valid
point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, folks.
Good night. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here, man. Really,
just
it's a pleasure.
In just a few days, I do want to point out that Andrew and I will be enjoying the 278th episode, I believe, or issue of Hey Kids Comics.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have seen the if you follow me on Facebook, you may have seen a little teaser.
Yeah,
for
go
where
look it
headed.
Up.
Go look up Cole Houston on Facebook and look at the post where I kind of tease where we're going to be heading with our – we have a special we do every year is in, within the normal numbering. And this year we hit upon something that started out as its own issue, and I thought, why not just make it part of this, because it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Say goodnight, you peoples.
Good night, people, and God bless you, Jason Momoa.
God,
you're doing God's
work. God, all right. Join us this week for another exciting Jason Momoa cast. Good night, everybody.
I could kick my ass.
Yes, he could, and you'd like it, you sicko.